Good morning, beloved. How are you doing this day that the Lord has made? I am grateful to be able to come and just share a word that God has given to me on today, which is ministering like Job, three fundamental truths to hold on to. But before we get into that, I want you to just remember how much God loves you, He cares for you, and just go out in this social climate that we live in now, that where people are hurting and there's so much anger and violence, just go out and leave behind a residue of God's love everywhere you go. Think about how you want people to treat you and do even better than that. Live out what people call, well, it's in the Bible, the golden rule. Treat people better than how you want them to treat you. Learn to forgive and just love unconditionally. I know for some people that it's not always easy to do, but I'm telling you, you will reap such an abundance of grace and His favor. So go and leave behind a residue of God's love everywhere you go. So let us get into this beautiful topic about Job. I love the story of Job. Yes, I do. And Job is the perfect example to follow during troublesome times. He walked up right before the Lord and was a fine example for the entire province. And one who blessed others. He never buckled under fear, but remained loyal to God no matter how long the season lasts. Even the Lord knew this, though the enemy challenged him. Now, some say he asked permission to tempt Job. But when you look closer at the scripture, the enemy did no such thing. Instead, God asked him, "Have you considered and reflected on my servant Job?" Isn't that something? God brought Job to the enemy's attention. The devil was not even considering Job until the Lord asked, "Have you considered my servant Job?" He even bragged on Job. In other words, it is as if God placed Job as a target. Read Job 6, the first chapter, verses 6 through 8. "Likewise, God placed you on a pedestal and boasts about you to the enemy. Hey, look at my servant. See how faithful she is? See how honorable he is? And it is not because you are some goody two-shoes, okay? No, you're not perfect, but your heart is in sync with His, and the Lord honors that. You do all you can to walk upright before the Lord, and you do so with grace and dignity. It is because you loathe sin and do what you can to not put the body of Christ to shame. It is because you live out Job 1 and 8, which says, 'For there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God with reverence and abstains from and turns away from evil because he honors God.'" That came from the AMP version of the Bible. Sweet Jesus, this is what every Christian should strive to be. Then Satan responded with two questions and made this statement: "You have blessed the work of his hands and conferred prosperity and happiness upon him, and his possessions have increased in the land." But watch this one. Watch this statement. "But put forth your hand now, and touch," which means destroy, "all that he hath, and he will surely curse you to your face." That was in Job chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. See, Satan thought he knew Job better than God did. Ha! Jesus. Likewise, it ends with a period and not a question mark. Satan commanded God and the Lord conferred. Think about that. Lord have mercy. I find this intriguing. Why would God do this? Well, he knew how the story would end. Good Lord God Almighty. Yes! Glory be to God. Let me ask you something. Does God trust you as he trusted Job? Can he grant the enemy permission to fill your life with a relentless season of suffering because God knows in advance that because of the covenant relationship you have with him, and notice I said covenant relationship because not all Christians have a covenant relationship with God, okay? And you have a covenant relationship with him, and he knows you will remain unwavering in your faith. My God, my Lord, Lord. So here are three fundamental truths to hold on to when God allows the enemy to attack us. Number one, your attitude does determine your outcome. Still, the attitude Job took during this horrific time was astounding. It was for our good and not to discourage us. His friends heard of his dilemma and went to spend time with him. From a distance, they saw him and could not even recognize him, my Lord, and they could not hold back their tears. For 7 days and nights, they sat in silence. Then Job spoke and cursed the day he was born, but never the God he served. He spoke from his pain. Sometimes when we're in pain, our first response may be get so emotional, we may cry, we may say something that we live to regret. Can you relate with how Job felt? Have you ever felt such pain that you wished it had never happened? You wish you were never born? Then when his friends did speak, it would have been best had they kept their mouth closed. At a time, Job required compassion and empathy. They gave accusations, judgment, and condemnation. From chapters 4 through 37, this conversation continues between Job and his friends. It was a relentless and ruthless interrogation. That's what it was. When somebody you know is suffering from whatever, be careful what comes from your mouth. They do not need your judgment and they do not require your advice. Still, they require compassion, empathy, and sympathy. Sometimes it's best to don't say a word, just be quiet and listen. One thing I'm glad God has given me, he's chosen me to listen. There are a few friends I spend between 1 to 4 hours talking to on the phone. We have these beautiful conversations. 96% of the time, I am listening while they talk. Beloved, it is okay to vent as long as you are not magnifying your need to vomit anger, bitterness, and resentment on me. I don't mind people venting. I understand that. I had to vent. But there comes a time when you just gotta, you know, stop talking about the same thing over and over. Every time that door opens, you keep going there. See, I do not know how long it may take you to heal from your pain, but I do know I am not allowing you to linger on some terrible event every time we talk. This occurred months ago or years ago, and every time we talk, you bring up the situation? Are you serious? You have crossed over into unforgiveness, and it is my job. I say it again. It is my job to help you overcome. Oh, yes, I will. And I will do it with love and compassion. Or you are disclosing other people's business, and that is wrong. I do not gossip. Now do I share my other friend's business. So, if I don't ask, which I will not, don't tell. So, fundamental truth number two. God's presence changes the atmosphere. Suddenly, in chapters 38 through 42, come on, God, and show up. Show up, Jesus, and change it. The atmosphere changes. Yes, it did. Hey, because God shows up and questions Job. So during a crisis, do what our brother Job did. He did not complain or focus on anything negative. He held on to his integrity and confidence in the Lord. If he had gone into the poor me syndrome, he would not have experienced the blessing behind his struggle. Oh yes, there's a blessing behind the struggle. Wait on it. Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. Woo, sweet Jesus, it's on the way. He would have been consumed with bitterness and unforgiveness. Instead, he remained a beacon of light through, though he lost everything. The man lost everything. Good God Almighty, can you imagine? So number three, use your pain to encourage others. Maybe that's your assignment this week. Use your pain that you are going through, something you're going through, use it to find somebody to encourage. Go and find somebody to encourage. My friend, something magnificent happens when you take your mind off your problems and use your pain to minister to others. Job gained double for his trouble. Likewise, he helped God in a high esteem and never said a word against him. Because of these actions, the grace of God spared his friends from what could have been a judgment they rightly deserved. Read Job 42, verses 7 through 9. I find ministering to the needs of others during my worst seasons to be quite comforting. Likewise, it brings me a sense of peace when I turn my sorrow into building up others. It makes me feel, God. Ooh, if I can just make somebody feel better. You know, I remember back in, I believe it was around maybe a couple of months ago, and I had went to the doctor, got a report, there was some thickness around my heart. And I walked home while I decided I would walk home from the doctor's office, about a 15-minute walk, not far from my house. And I began praying. I just walked and I prayed. And when I got home, by the time I got home, I began to walk around my house. I was praying, but I felt like a heaviness. And I began to just, I said, no, I'm not going there, devil. I just began to encourage others. I got a devotional and I sent it out. And I began to encourage someone through that devotional. And I walked around and I prayed and I felt such a release. I felt such peace. So go and find somebody and minister to them. Build somebody up. Because for me, it transformed their lives and they will never be the same. So come, let us practice this like our brother Joe. And before I leave, I have good news. I have published my new book. Well, not published it. I'm proofing it right now. It will come out December 2023. The title is You Are What You Think You Are, 7 Valuable Principles to Develop a Healthy Mentality. I just want to read you just a little bitty portion of this. Always think before you say anything because your words have sound effects. Once you speak those expressions, you cannot take them back. Dear one, they become embedded in the mind of everybody who hears them. You could apologize, but what you said may linger for years. Before you say a word, ask yourself these four questions. Number one, is it true? Are you manipulating the situation in your favor by giving the impression of something as though it's not? I stop there. I will stop there. The book will be available online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble online December 2023. Purchase yours. It'll be a perfect Christmas gift for family and friends and for yourself. God bless you, beloved. Let us read the blessing from Numbers 6, 24 through 26. I love the blessing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you, beloved. God loves you. I love you. you mean the world to God. Just know that. Remember that. You mean whatever you're going through. You mean the world to Him. He loves you. He is working behind the scenes. Don't give up. Your victory is on the way. God bless you.